Five Little Peppers and How They Grew by Margaret Sidney. This book is read by Rebecca Burns. This recording of the full-length reading of Five Little Peppers and How They Grew was produced in 1997 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. This book bears the dedication, "To the memory of my mother, wise in counsel, tender in judgment and in all charity, strong in Christian faith and purpose, I dedicate with reverence this simple book." Chapter 1. A Home View. The little old kitchen had quieted down from the bustle and confusion of midday, and now, with its afternoon manners on, presented a holiday aspect that, as the principal room in the brown house, it was eminently proper it should have. It was just on the edge of twilight, and the little Peppers, all except Ben, the oldest of the flock, were taking a breathing spell, as their mother called it, which meant some quiet work suitable for the hour. It was all the breathing spell they could remember, however, poor things, for times were hard with them now. The father had died when Phronsie was a baby, and since then Mrs. Pepper had had hard work to scrape together money enough to put bread into her children's mouths and to pay the rent of the little brown house. But she had met life too bravely to be beaten down now. So with a stout heart and a cheery face, she had worked away day after day at making coats and tailoring and mending of all descriptions, and she had seen with pride that couldn't be concealed her noisy, happy brood growing up around her and filling her heart with comfort, and making the little brown house fairly ring with jollity and fun.